Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
It's 8:17. We're live here at the Silver Diner in Rockville, Maryland. And joining us right now, Dan Cox. He's running for Congress right here in Montgomery County.
Yes,
against, now this is the former Chris Van Hollen seat. So one good news out of this election, no matter what happens, is that Chris Van Hollen will no longer be the congressman from this area. He may be your senator, though. But Dan Cox is running against Jamie Raskin. Now, Mr. Cox, thanks for joining us. I got to say, you have the easiest job of any politician running for a seat in this entire country, because all you got to do is say, Jamie Raskin taxed your reign. Jamie Raskin wanted to continue taxing your reign. He has no answer for that. I've got to think that the voters hear that.
That's right. You know, I'm blessed to be in this position and honored with the opportunity to run against Rain Tax Raskin.
Oh, so you are sticking in with
that. He likes it. It's kind of like Obamacare saying he's proud of Obamacare.
He's proud of it, then. Yeah.
But, you know, this is just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, you look at some of the other things he supported. He actually is proud, and he defended in our last debate the fact that he wants illegal aliens to vote. In other words, he calls it non-citizen voting. But the problem is, if you ask for an ID, the ACLU will sue you. So his plan is to expand voting rights to those who are not citizens. You know, I love immigrants and citizens. We're all from an immigrant background. My brother-in-law is from Mexico City. We helped him legally take the oath. And, you know, he is a voter because why? He put his hand up for the Constitution, and he took that oath. And so I think we need to protect that.
Non-citizen voting. Boy, that's the euphemism of the year.
Yeah. And listen, I know that one of your big campaign issues, as it should be if you're running in this area, is what to do about I-270. I mean, over in Virginia, they are doing things to make their situation better. We're not anything. And look, we're building houses in Frederick, Urbana. There's a brand new, a shopping center, a big, outlet mall that just opened up in Clarksburg last night. And the traffic is nightmarish.
It is.
So this is a big issue for you. And I think you hold the high ground here because the other people have been around. They've not done anything about I-270.
Well, you know, it's been talked about for years and years. And ever since I was a kid, I remember everyone talking about the fact that I-270 needs to be widened. Well, now it's been, 40 years of backlog.
And all of a sudden now, because you've made it an issue, the Democrats have also said, oh, yeah, we got to do something about I-270, right?
Well, that's very kind of you to say that. But I have put up signs everywhere. I've been talking about this issue because it is a major problem. For instance, one of the door-knocking days took me 2.5 hours to get a 50-minute drive. And, you know, that's just unacceptable. Yeah. I think we can do better than that. The easement there that exists, you can do it 2 lanes reversible right now, and you don't have to do tolls for that. So I'm absolutely supporting that and pushing that as a primary focus. You know what's so exciting is I'm trying to build bridges in this area for things that we all agree on. And this is an issue where internal polling shows 80% of the voters across the board, all parties, want I-270 and our transportation infrastructure improved and widened.
All right, so now, listen, and I-270 is a major problem for anyone who lives in this area, so it's good of you to seize on that. Why don't you explain how that relates to the job that you want, which is as a representative in the federal government. Obviously, I-270, the I stands for interstate, so that does fall in some ways under the purview of Congress, but what will you do? What kind of charge can you lead?
Well, I think you have to really put some pressure on the politicians to make sure that the allocations happen, that we can work with the governor. We have an excellent governor in this state. Governor Hogan is doing a fantastic job, and he wants to make these changes. You know, I was so privileged to stand with him at a press conference when the governor announced that he is making this a priority. And within 2 weeks of him doing that press conference, the Democrats tried to start their own little coalition in a way that talked about tolls and a policy that was probably not what the governor wants. In fact, the governor was very clear when the media asked him about this process that he wants to make this happen. He wants to work with the people in Washington to make this happen, and together we can get it done.
All right.
Yeah. What are you feeling when you talk to people? What's the sense you get? Is there a change coming in Montgomery County? Which, listen, it's uphill, let's be honest, an uphill climb for Republicans.
Yes, but you know, here's the thing. Everyone agrees, for the most part, that Washington is broken, that there is a serious problem that needs to be fixed. And when you look at the term limits that were signed by a majority of Democrats, you see that people in this area all agree on the fact that we have to make a change. So I'm talking to voters about that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's exciting. It is an uphill battle, but a lot of it will depend on turnout. But I think long term, we're moving in the right direction. We're seeing things going in the direction that are going to bring term limits and okay. are going to bring opportunities for all of us to have a more balanced representation.
Dan Cox is our guest. He's running for Congress against Jamie Raskin. And one of the things, we've got a minute left here, one of the things that is really hitting home for a lot of voters is their health insurance. They're getting their bills right now. They're getting the re-ups. Whether they're in the exchanges for Obamacare or not, their premiums are going up, their deductibles are going up, and their choices are limited. What's your plan if you get to Congress to fix that problem?
Absolutely. You know, this is another area where Democrats and I are really connecting on. Republicans, Democrats, independents are very, very concerned about this. And here's the issue. We can make this work through across-the-state marketing. We can open up the competition to help lower those premium rates. Look, I'm a stakeholder in this as a family guy. And the, you know, the outrageous deductibles of $11,000, the premiums going up, It's 13,000 now. You know, it's now announced yesterday. It's going up another 25%. Some states 100%. And I would like to see personal ownership of the policies.
Right.
So if we get to a personal ownership, then we can choose our doctor. We can choose the plan we want. We can.
You mean go back to the way things used to be?
You know, it's one of the only insurance policies out there that you can personalize, and I think that's the way to change it.
All right, we'll leave it there.
Dan Cox, thank you so much for joining us. And good
thank
luck.
You.
8:24 on WMAL.
Let's go to Corbel.
On the way, Beltway through Annandale heavy, again near the American Legion Bridge, getting into Seven Corners. These delays getting worse. Heading inbound 50, Arlington Boulevard as you head up toward Patrick Henry Drive. Crews were looking to find the culprit of those delays. Culprit of the massive delays trying to get through 12th Street up to Pennsylvania Avenue is the paving project. So many tweets coming out about this. DDOT crews did not know about it because they were scheduled to be out of there, but it looks like the paving is the problem. I don't think they can open those lanes with the paving not solid yet to get you through. George Washington Parkway southbound as you pass the Key Bridge for the crash. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, today mostly sunny, a high of 61. Tonight, clear skies, 45. Tomorrow, it looks like it's going to be a really nice day. And then so is Sunday. Temperatures in the low 80s. Can you believe that? Low 80s in late October. And on Monday, we give you the Monday forecast. Why? Because it's Halloween. Mostly sunny. Temperatures in the low 60s. A very fall-like day. Currently in the nation's capital, it is 53 degrees on WMAL.
Hey, DC, have you heard? Southwest has brand new routes, like the ones from Washington Dulles International Airport to Orlando. So you can say yes to flying to great new places, and as always, yes to low fares, with nothing to hide. That's transparency. Book now at southwest.com. Service starts 11/6/16.
It's 8:17. We're live here at the Silver Diner in Rockville, Maryland, and joining us right now, Dan Cox. He's running for Congress right here in Montgomery County. Against, now this is the former Chris Van Hollen seat. So one good news out of this election, no matter what happens, is that Chris Van Hollen will no longer be the congressman from this area. He may be your senator, though. But Dan Cox is running against Jamie Raskin. Now, Mr. Cox, thanks for joining us. I got to say, you have the easiest job of any politician running for a seat in this entire country, because all you got to do is say, Jamie Raskin taxed your reign. Jamie Raskin wanted to continue taxing your reign. He has no answer for that. Got to think that the voters hear that.
That's right. You know, I'm blessed to be in this position and honored with the opportunity to run against what I call who I call Rain Tax Raskin.
Oh, so you are sticking in with that.
You know, he likes it. It's kind of like Obamacare saying he's proud of Obamacare.
He's proud of it, then. Yeah.
But, you know, this is just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, you look at some of the other things he supported. He actually is proud, and he defended in our last debate the fact that he wants illegal aliens to vote. In other words, he calls it non-citizen voting. But the problem is, if you ask for an ID, you know, the ACLU will sue you. So his plan is to expand voting rights to those who are not citizens. You know, I love immigrants and citizens. We're all from an immigrant background. My brother-in-law is from Mexico City. We helped him legally take the oath. And, you know, he is a voter because why? He put his hand up for the Constitution, and he took that oath. And so I think we need to protect that.
Non-citizen voting. Boy, that's the euphemism of the year.
Yeah. And listen, I know that one of your big campaign issues, as it should be if you're running in this area, is what to do about I-270. I mean, over in Virginia, they are doing things to make their situation better. We're not anything. And look, we're building houses in Frederick, Urbana. There's a brand new, you know, a shopping center, a big, outlet mall that just opened up in Clarksburg last night. And the traffic is nightmarish.
It is.
So this is a big issue for you. And I think you hold the high ground here because the other people have been around. They've not done anything about I-270.
Well, you know, it's been talked about for years and years. And ever since I was a kid, I remember everyone talking about the fact that I-270 needs to be widened. Well, now it's been, you know, 40 years of backlog.
And all of a sudden now, because you've made it an issue, the Democrats have also said, oh, yeah, we got to do something about I-270, right?
Well, that's very kind of you to say that. But I have put up signs everywhere. I've been talking about this issue because it is a major problem. For instance, one of the door-knocking days took me 2.5 hours to get through a 50-minute drive. And, you know, that's just unacceptable. Yeah. I think we can do better than that. The easement there that exists, you can do it 2 lanes reversible right now, and you don't have to do tolls for that. So I'm absolutely supporting that and pushing that as a primary focus. You know what's so exciting is I'm trying to build bridges in this area for things that we all agree on. And this is an issue where internal polling shows 80% of the voters across the board, all parties, want I-270 and our transportation infrastructure improved and widened.
All right, so now, listen, and I-270 is a major problem for anyone who lives in this area, so it's good of you to seize on that. Why don't you explain how that relates to the job that you want, which is as a representative in the federal government. Obviously, I-270, the I stands for interstate, so that does fall in some ways under the purview of Congress, but what will you do? What kind of charge can you lead?
Well, I think you have to really put some pressure on the politicians to make sure that the allocations happen, that we can work with the governor. We have an excellent governor in this state. Governor Hogan is doing a fantastic job, and he wants to make these changes. You know, I was so privileged to stand with him at a press conference when the governor announced that he is making this a priority. And within 2 weeks of him doing that press conference, the Democrats tried to start their own little coalition in a way that talked about tolls and a policy that was probably not what the governor wants. In fact, the governor was very clear when the media asked him about this process that he wants to make this happen. He wants to work with the people in Washington to make this happen, and together we can get it done.
All right.
Yeah. What are you feeling when you talk to people? What's the sense you get? Is there a change coming in Montgomery County? Which, listen, it's uphill, let's be honest, an uphill climb for Republicans.
Yes, but, you know, here's the thing. Everyone agrees, for the most part, that Washington is broken, that there is a serious problem that needs to be fixed. And when you look at the term limits that were signed by a majority of Democrats, you see that people in this area all agree on the fact that we have to make a change. So I'm talking to voters about that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's exciting. It is an uphill battle, but a lot of it will depend on turnout. But I think long term, we're moving in the right direction. We're seeing things going in the direction that are going to bring term limits and are going to bring opportunities for all of us to have a more balanced representation.
Dan Cox is our guest. He's running for Congress against Jamie Raskin. And one of the things, we've got a minute left here, one of the things that is really hitting home for a lot of voters is their health insurance. They're getting their bills right now. They're getting the re-ups. Whether they're in the exchanges for Obamacare or not, their premiums are going up, their deductibles are going up, and their choices are limited. What's your plan if you get to Congress to fix that problem?
Absolutely. You know, this is another area where Democrats and I are really connecting on. Republicans, Democrats, independents are very, very concerned about this. And here's the issue. We can make this work through across-the-state marketing. We can open up the competition to help lower those premium rates. Look, I'm a stakeholder in this as a family guy. And the outrageous deductibles of $11,000, the premiums going up, it's 13,000 now. You know, it's now announced yesterday it's going up another 25%. Some states 100%. And I would like to see personal ownership of the policies.
Right.
So if we get to a personal ownership, then we can choose our doctor. We can choose the plan we want. We can
Go back to the way things used to be.
You know, it's one of the only insurance policies out there that you can personalize, and I think that's the way to change it.
All right. We've got to leave it there.
Dan Cox, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
8:24 on WMAL.
Let's go to Portable.
Investing Sense.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. WATER to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.